Got it, Rex. Alex speaking.
Alex, my name's Simon. I was just speaking to Tony. Is he free?
Yeah, I'll grab him for you, mate. Bear with me for a minute.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, Tony speaking.
Tony, Simon again. How are you?
Yeah, good. Yourself?
Yeah, good. So, if I went the oil cooler catch can, as in battery catch can option,
yep.
with that cheaper battery,
yep.
What did you say about about 6.5, did you say? Or?
About there, yeah.
About 6.5. Yeah, I think I'll go that option. I'll go the cheaper battery at this stage, try and keep the cost down a bit.
Yeah, 100%. The battery is still a great battery.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with the battery. Yeah.
I've got a trickle charger, a spare trickle charger. Can I use a normal trickle charger with that battery, or do I need a special one?
What brand is a trickle charger, do you know?
Can't think. Can't think at the moment.
No, you're right. You just need to double check if it can do AGM or not. AGM is a little bit different to a normal battery. If not, the triple chargers are about $200 anyway. So lithium, non-lithium, they're all, you know, around the same price. Maybe just have a look into your triple charger and see if you can do it or not. Otherwise,
if it can do AGM.
Yeah, yeah. So they are a little bit different. They are very similar to a normal, you know, lead acid battery. But they've got like sort of plate and glass mats that need to get cleaned.
Right.
By the charger.
Okay.
If that makes sense when it's charging it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it might not.
Most generic batteries.
I was going to say, how long do they normally last if they're just sitting, those batteries?
The batteries, if you've got nothing drawing power, you might get like 6 weeks.
Right. No problem.
Yeah, but we just don't recommend it because those are a little bit temperamental.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so those AGM batteries, if you do let them run flat completely, you're basically, you know, throwing it away.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah, cool. That's the only issue with those. Whereas the lithium ones, they've got a low voltage cutoff where I think if they get below 8 volts it is, the battery has a switch inside it and just completely kills it. And when you go to turn the ignition on, it's like the battery's actually completely dead or disconnected.
Yep, I get you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Okay, so I need to work out if I need a new charger as well. Done. All right, so, yeah, I'm happy to just go with get it all done, the oil cooler. I've always wanted to do, but I'm not, so I might as well just get it done. Yeah, and that doesn't, like I said, you said the other day, it's not going to affect anything else as far as performance of the car. Like, it doesn't have to be tuned or anything.
No, not at all, no. Maybe take it around the block just to make sure that all the trims are in line, but it doesn't have to go back on the bonnet or anything silly like that.
Yep, cool. Good stuff. And do you know did any of the guys know if the coil packs worked with that misfire?
I don't think we've driven it just yet.
Yep.
Just
because
we're trying to work out pricing and we're sort of a little bit flat out, so we didn't want to drive it and then, you know,
fair enough.
Drive it for no reason sort of thing.
Fair enough. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, cool.
While I remember, you did have the wrong spark plugs in there as well.
Oh, it had the wrong spark plugs in it?
Yeah. Whoever's done it last has put, like, non-turbo style plugs in there.
Oh, what?
Yeah, they've got a 1.1 mil gap. The turbos want a 0.8 mil gap.
Oh, shit, so that could affect the performance as well, or...?
A little bit, yes.
A little bit? Yeah.
Yeah,